Well, I want to thank all of you this morning for hanging in there, persevering, putting up with the Zoom complications that we have, sticking with this. I appreciate it very much. That's great faithfulness on your part. So thank you for all of that. Let me share with you a couple of thoughts from the second reading today that Susan read just a few minutes ago from the Gospel of John. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, the Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Now, as I was reading this, I remembered a story that I've shared with you in the past, but it's been a number of years now. And that is when I was little, six or something, five or six, our family went to a picnic for the company that my dad worked for. And they had a softball game at this picnic, and my dad came up to bat, and while he was at bat, he hit the softball as far as I thought I'd ever seen anybody hit a ball before. That was incredible. It was just wonderful for me. And of course, I love my dad, so I wanted to be like him. And so every time I was in a softball game and I went up to bat, I tried to hit it as far as I saw him hit it that day. And that's the one thing that happens with us, is that we like to become like the people that we love, or share things with the people that we love that are important to us, or extra significant for us. And it's the same with Jesus. In fact, he tells us that that's the case with us. However, a lot of people will labor under the conviction that to enjoy the love of Jesus and to get anywhere in the Christian life is to first do the right thing and follow all the commandments. And then you're set up to receive the love of Jesus. And in fact, from time to time, someone will come to me, usually with a great deal of anger, and they'll say that they cannot possibly do the things Jesus said to do, especially the ones that I just pointed out to them in the sermon or wherever it was. They do not want to serve a God who makes demands that we cannot fulfill. And I can see that point completely. I'm 1,000% in agreement, because I don't want to serve a God that makes demands that we cannot fulfill. And in fact, what Jesus is saying here in this reading today is just the opposite. He says, Your love for me will give you the ability and the capacity to follow my commands. When our temptation is to do it the other way around, if we follow his commands, then we'll have the love we're looking for. You will remember, perhaps, that a part of the Great Commission is Jesus telling us to teach others to obey all that I have commanded. Now, that sounds like a pretty daunting task, a pretty big assignment. How do you teach people to obey everything that Jesus has commanded? And it sounds like if we don't do that, then we're missing the mark. And I think that it boils down to this, keeping in mind what we just saw from Jesus when he said, those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. That to love Jesus is the way that we get to obey the commandments. It's where the power is for obeying the commandments. It's not on our own willpower. And so to teach somebody else how to obey everything that Jesus has commanded is to teach them this one thing, and that is to teach them to love Jesus. To teach somebody how to do that is what gives them the capacity to obey all the commandments. It's to teach them to love what Jesus to love Jesus by doing what Jesus does, and then teach them to believe what Jesus believes, and then to teach to take up the rhythms that Jesus adopted in his own life. Learning to do those things will always increase our love for him. The more we do what Jesus does, believe what he believes, adopt the rhythm of life that he has, that will increase our love. And basically, what that really boils down to is that we learn to worship like Jesus did, we learn to have fellowship like Jesus did, and we learn to reach out like Jesus did. Those three things, worship, fellowship, and reaching out in the way that Jesus did it. When we learn to do those things and we just do them, whether we do it well at first or not, or no matter how many years it takes us to start catching on, it's the act of doing them that increases our love for Jesus. And in fact, we even have a head start on all that. And that's what Jesus is getting to here. I want you to notice the language of Jesus. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. Now, the foundation, of course, as we've been saying, for obeying Jesus is loving him. It's not our own willpower. And we love Jesus because he first loved us. That's where we get the head start. He first loves us. And so that ignites within us and generates within us our love for him. And in our love for him, we get this desire to do what he did, to believe what he believed, to have the rhythms of life that he has. And he gives us that ability to love him, engage with him, and follow him. It is all stemming from our love for Jesus, which flows out of his love for us. Now, as we begin to go in that path, I want you to notice the results here. Jesus says, my Father will love them. You know, the ones who love Jesus and show that in the commands, are just attracted to doing what he says to do. He says, my Father will love them. In other words, you will have the ability and the capacity from God to worship God. And you'll be worshiping with a deepening sense of the presence of God. And it's like it's magnified when we worship. That all comes from God. It flows out of the love of God towards us and the love that we receive for him. Our capacity to worship will be the result of loving Jesus, which he gives us the capacity to do on our own. Jesus also says one of the results is, I will love them and reveal myself to them. You know, as you allow your love for Jesus to increase, then you'll see more of Jesus all the time in fellowship with other Christians. You'll see Jesus in them and through them, because Jesus promises to reveal more of himself to you, which is what he says here will be the result. I will love them and reveal myself to them. You'll see him and the other Christians you know more and more all the time, because Jesus has promised that we will do that. As you reach out to others, you'll also see more of him and know more of him and love him more deeply, because that's what Jesus promised would happen. And that's because he's revealing this to you. He's revealing his presence to the ones that we reach out to in our neighborhoods or around the community, or whatever door Jesus opens to you to go ahead and reach out to other people. He will reveal himself through those people to you. So you'll see more of him all the time because of the love that we have for him and the way that he increases it within us. Now, there's one key to this that I want to leave you with today. One key that makes this seem real and makes it work, if you will. And that key is to pay attention to Jesus. Paying attention to Jesus will always open the doors that Jesus wants you to go through. When you love someone, you pay attention to them. You just can't help it. You're looking to see what's going on with them. And the same will be true with your love for Jesus. Because you love him, you will be drawn to pay attention to him. You'll see him more and more and love him more. When you come to worship, no matter where it is, when we get back into the building or here on Zoom or by yourself, when you're drawn to worship, you'll see more of him. You'll just know him more. When some of us have actually helped, for example, put food into the hands of others, you know, at the food pantry and through the garden, you see more of Jesus, not only working together, but through the ones in whom you put, in whose hands you put the food. There's more of Jesus there, and he's continually revealing that to us. When we're together with others from the fellowship, we see more of Jesus in and through them. It's part of the main way he reveals himself to us. And it's part of how you get to know him and love him even more. The key in every situation is paying attention to Jesus right there and right then. Even at this moment, you could be paying attention to the presence of Jesus. And all through the day, wherever you're going, whatever's happening. In fact, the scripture says in James, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. That's because God's already drawing near to you as you start looking for the presence of God. You become, in that way, more of an instrument of peace because you're seeing more and more of the Prince of Peace as you do that. Now, the aspect to take up here, the challenge, if you will, is this. It's deciding to love Jesus more today than yesterday. It's deciding to pay attention to Jesus more now than I have in the past. And as you do that, God will give you power for that, give you ability for that, and then asking for the power of God to pay attention to the presence of Jesus is something that God will answer just because God loves you and gives you the capacity to return that love in the way that we live, in the way that we worship, in the way that we conduct everything in our lives. So that's the challenge I'm hoping that you might take up this week, that you would ask God for the power to pay attention to the presence of Jesus anywhere and everywhere you go. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you first loved us, and so now we can love you. And we do ask that you would remind us to ask you for the power to pay attention to the presence of Jesus wherever we are and whatever's going on. And we ask that this morning for the glory of your name. Amen.